from Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for being with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. Lusaka, Eastern Province, reconnected after completion of Great East Road detour. Government provides emergency medicine to Botswana and in international news, war-torn Myanmar, voting in widely criticized sham election.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Road Development Agency, in collaboration with the Zambia National Service, has successfully completed work on a detour to facilitate the smooth flow of traffic at the washed away section of the Great East Road at Kansumba Stream, approximately 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout. In a statement, RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Maloa said the installation works on an actual bridge across the washed away section have significantly advanced. Mr. Mloa said the bridge, which will provide a temporary but safe crossing for road users, is expected to be completed by around 18 hours today. Meanwhile, in a joint statement, Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logis Lukwanda and Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala indicates that Lusaka and Eastern Province have been reconnected on the Great East Road following the washing away of culverts at Kansumba Stream in Sonsa District. The statement also indicates that engineers are closely monitoring traffic on the detour with continuous maintenance as the surfaces are still extremely wet to ensure safety of all road users at the area. Government has announced that the country has released a 2010 consignment of essential medicines to support Botswana's immediate needs, which is currently experiencing a public health emergency due to critical shortages of medicines. In a statement, Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Chimombo says the government has facilitated the provision of the consignment of essential medicines to the Republic of Botswana. Ms. Chimombo says that Botswana's medicine shortages have arisen from a combination of economic and systemic factors, highlighting that the challenges have led to stock outs of medicines for conditions such as HIV, cancer and diabetes, necessitating urgent intervention. She has indicated that the medicines were airlifted from Zambia aboard the Botswana Defense Force C-130 aircraft and received at the Seretse Khama International Airport by the BDF and officials from Botswana's Ministry of Health. Ms. Chimombo has assured that the intervention has not compromised the availability of medicines in the country, as the release of the medicines followed a careful assessment of national stock levels to ensure that the health needs of Zambians continue to be fully met. Police in Lusaka have recorded a fatal road traffic accident in which one person has died, while six others sustained serious injuries. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chiavi said the accident occurred on December 27, 2025, around 17 hours along 55 Road in Garden House residential area, Lusaka West. Mr. Chiavi said the accident involved a Toyota Hino Ranger light truck, registration number ALJ2049, driven by Daliso Zulu, 27 of Garden House, and the Toyota Fun Cargo, registration number BAF5249, driven by Delis Kapele Mulungu, 30 of Kanyama West, Lusaka, which was moving in the opposite direction. Police have said preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Kino Ranger-like truck, due to excessive speed, hit a speed hump and lost control and therefore slid into the opposite lane, collided with the oncoming Toyota Sun Cargo and hit the pedestrian.
The accident involved a Toyota Kino Ranger, large truck, registration number ALJ-3049, driven by Derek Zulu, 27-year-old male of Guardian House, and the Toyota Sun Cargo, registration number BAF-249, driven by Dirac Kateragulungu, a 30-year-old male of Kanyamawe, Miswaka, which was moving in the opposite direction. Both drivers had gone through an injury and admitted to Kanyama Number 1 Hospital. An unidentified female adult sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the investigating hospital. Her body has been deposited at UTH mortuary, awaiting identification and postmortem examination.
Democratic Progressive Party President Antonio Mwanza says that political alliances must be firmly anchored in a clear, affordable and people-centered economic agenda ahead of 2026. Mr. Mwanza says an alliance formed solely to remove the UPND, only to replace it with another group of politicians focused on filling offices, allowances, contracts and corrupt business opportunities does not advance the interests of the Zambian people. He says that such arrangements can stifle political elites while the hardship faced by ordinary citizens deepens, adding that a meaningful alliance must speak directly to the realities of Zambians and clearly articulate how it will tackle poverty, reduce youth and women unemployment, and address the high cost of living. Mr. Mwanza says that simply replacing one political party with another that has nothing new to offer is a waste of national time.
Meaningful alliance must speak directly to the lived reality of Zambia. It must clearly articulate how it will tackle poverty, reduce youth and women unemployment, and address the high cost of living. Any alliance that is meaningful to the Zambian people must present practical and measurable plans for creating millions of jobs, restoring national control over our economy, and ensuring that Zambia's natural resources, such as copper, gold, nickel, and switchlight, are managed for the primary benefit of the Zambian people. An alliance must also outline concrete steps to reduce the tax burden, empower small and medium enterprises, and build an economy that rewards productivity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Bars and Nightclub Owners Association of Zambia says the country has sufficient alcohol supplies to meet demand during the festive season. Association President Peter Mwale says the supply of alcohol on the market has been stable this year, with fewer shortages recorded. Mr. Mwale has told Hot FM News that the festive period is a peak season for the industry, as establishments are likely to record increased sales and higher profits. He has, however, urged the patrons to engage in responsible drinking, cautioning that excessive alcohol consumption during this period can lead to harmful activities.
I think so far it has been fair, and we would like just to thank Zambia Bar that the last time when we were speaking with them, with the distributors, we assured us that the issue of shortages that we see will not be so much come around. But we're seeing it ourselves that the special growth products that we get from Zambia Bar, we have not had a challenge much, so to say. So also, we are making an honest appeal to all our clients that this is a very sensitive period and a very good period for us, because you know we are here as bar owners, not as owners. This is our peak period, so we expect that we are going to make good sales and make money.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Myanmar is voting in an election widely dismissed as a sham, with major political parties dissolved, many of their leaders jailed, and as much as half the country not expected to vote because of an ongoing civil war. The military government is holding a staged ballot nearly 5 years after its power in a coup